Everybody lied about their age. Kids will lie. They're devious. They're clever. They're brilliant. So we need to work with that and say, hang on a minute, these social platforms need to take responsibility. They really do.
And do you think they will do that? Because that sounds like it might damage their business and their profitability.
No, I doubt it. That's why I think that you have to have a multi sort of pronged approach. And one of them is to work with parents and get them to understand what the teens are doing and then how to ask arguably the right questions. As I say, every parent and teen relationship is different, but you can start there. I mean,
would it be better for the social media companies to remove that kind of content to police it a bit more? If somebody is uploading a video specifically talking about methods of which they will self-harm or potentially take their life, what purpose is that serving to anybody else? Why is that up there?
Well, as a parent, I would love them to ban that.
But remove it, because you can talk about bans all you like.
Remove it. There's too much of it. Their argument is always freedom of speech, but these kids are under 18. Nowhere else have we got unmoderated content just put out there. It's not right. But so there's got to be, you know, my view is don't take the tech away from the teens. Get them to understand what is out there and what's good and what isn't.
So conversations with your daughter then, Daisy, yes. Bringing it back to the personal again, and maybe things you can control or have an influence on. What are the kind of conversations you've had with her about content that might be disturbing? Because you were talking about tapping your parents' dial phone. I mean, God, we're talking the 70s there, aren't we? But you were just doing that so you could gossip with your mates.
Yeah. So I could break the rules.
The kind of content that can come straight into their handset is really troubling.
Yes.
And if you're not a kind of adjusted adult with a bit of experience of life and some perspective, I mean, it's probably traumatic for adults to look at as well. But if you haven't got that kind of depth of life experience, could really be traumatizing and influencing. So how do you have that conversation about avoiding that kind of content?
Well, one of the things that we're doing with Brighton 5 is using older teens to work with younger teens, because teenagers won't necessarily always listen to adults. So that's one of the things that we're doing to try and help with that. But I think, as my daughter said to me yesterday, Mum, if we want to find content, we will. But what she also said was she uses certain feeds on Instagram, she called them threads, which are called self-care. So when she's feeling down, she actively looks for stuff to help her. In the case of Molly, that she, you know, obviously wasn't doing that, and that is just horrendous, and I feel deeply horrified, you know, and upset about that, because my daughter's 14. But you know,
would she talk to you if she was feeling down?
Luckily, she does. She confides more in her elder sister and their mates, actually, or certain subjects. You know, certain subjects she won't talk to me about unless it's at crisis point. But that's only been in the last year, because things... Also, teenagers change hugely in seconds because of their development and growth is changing at rates of knots at that age. So
I'm just thinking about what some people might be saying now. Say, well, just get them to come off it altogether and explain why that isn't really a viable option. It sounds weird.
Because
but
all of their
the
fear of missing out, all their friends are on it. You know, I've heard parents say, "Oh well, I'm not letting my kid even have a phone." You've got to look at how stigmatizing that might feel for that child when all of their mates have got one. You know, although it might be, you know, there's no one right answer. What there is a multi-pronged approach that you can take to try and find out how you can tackle these things.
So with the production company you've set up, are you making some educational videos with that?
We're doing videos for the teens, which we're going to be shown in schools. And we're using focus groups that we're working with all the big local schools, which have been fantastic. We're going to be testing out that content with focus groups of teenagers with them. But we're also making a radio show and parent podcast, which is going to be crucial to the understanding of what's going on.
Okay. When do you launch that?
Well, we're going to be doing a promo in March, and hopefully we'll be launching that in April, but you'll hear it here first,
okay.
I promise you.
Okay, thank you, Daisy. Right, so if we search Brighton 5...
It'll all be on our blog, brighton5.com,
okay.
Brighton and the number 5.com, yeah.
Good, please keep us up to date. Thank you, good
Brilliant.
Luck.
All thank right. you, Danny.
I'm glad things have improved at home as well, that's crucial for the conversation, thanks. Daisy Creswell with us on BBC Sussex and BBC Surrey. Your reactions to that conversation, your experience as well, can you share that? Any tips you can pass on to the rest of us? Here's our number.
Call BBC...